Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. You know, a person that I have huge admiration for, and somebody as long as I've been on the airways, I've always reached out to have her voice heard. Because the conversation that we have, I think, is a conversation that is not heard enough in this country. So many people in this country, regardless of skin color or wealth or, you know, sex, gender, any of those things don't matter in the conversation that my guests that I have on the line now, and I have, because it impacts and affects every person, every family at some point in time in the world. You know, that's the issue that my guest, Ms. Brenda Wesley, who deals with mental health issues, and I are going to be talking about. Good morning, my friend, and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's always great to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much. Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm doing fine when I have your voice over the airways, because when we look at what is happening in the society, you know, I had a doctor of psychology on yesterday, and he was talking about the conditions of human beings and, you know, the characteristics of us. And so we had a conversation, and I was asking him about why people act the way that they act, and he couldn't get into the aspect of mental health issues, and so that was left off the table. But a tremendous part of us acting the way we act is mental health. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you said that, and I think it's important that, and it's a message I think that we need to drive home. I think when we talk about mental health and mental wellness and mental illness, they're separate categories, but I think a lot of people put in the category, of, let's say, mental illness, where you can see that the person is just, you know, they may have a condition of schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, you know, some suicidal ideations and all of those. And so we look at mental health as this broad spectrum, but there's so many different categories because we all have mental health, right?
Yes.
We all have a personality. We all have mental health. We have times when we wake up and we're kind of moody blue. We have times when something happens to us that may be traumatic, that it impacts how we behave and our behavior. But we move on. We can move on. So we as a society, we have to look at that. We are creatures, and we have personalities, and we have mental health, and we have mental wellness. And having a mental illness per se is a whole new different category. So I think that we have to put that perspective in, because we as a people, I think that if we identify that we can all become unhealthy, it doesn't per se mean you have a mental illness, but we can all become unhealthy at certain times. Maybe we'll have a better understanding of the human condition. And that's kind of my perspective on it with all the studying that I've done over the last 20 years. So I think that's something that we need to talk about, because I think we're all affected right now because of the pandemic and stress. But it doesn't mean that we have a mental illness per se.
You know, Brenda, one of the things that because I have a son that is bipolar and schizophrenic, and he has been for, I don't know, it's got to be now 20 years or so that he's been diagnosed with that, and just having to deal with him. And, you know, because he's an adult now, does not mean that, you know, you can wash your hands of him. And so you're going to always, for the remainder of our lives, we're going to have to be dealing with him. And at least in my life, I'm going to have to be dealing with my son. And I don't mean, and I don't want to use the term, and I think dealing with that is probably the wrong verbiage, but being an advocate for him, even in the face of sometimes he frustrates you to no end. But all of us in this society going to have somebody in our families or extended families that suffer from some type of mental health issue.
And see, that's the perspective that we have to look at it. And I'm going to correct you over the air, because this is how I've always talked, is that you said that your son is bipolar and he's a schizophrenic. That is not person first language. Your son lives with schizophrenia, and he lives with a medical condition called bipolar disorder. So when we look at terms of when someone is diagnosed with some of these most severe and chronic mental health disorders, is that we call them their illness, but they're not. They're people that deal with the particular illness, just like people that deal with that's diagnosed with cancer. We don't call them cancerous. I don't say that I have a daughter that's cancerous. You say I have a daughter that is living with cancer and getting treatment. So just to put that little correction in there, even for your audience, is that I think that we need to really start looking at using the correct language when we talk about these illnesses. But like your son and my son lives with a condition called schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. That is one of the most severe and chronic illnesses. And I think that's something that we have to talk about, is that these illnesses, just because people are on medication, doesn't mean that they're cured. They're not. And then it really depends on the spectrum that they're on. Is it so severe that you know that it's going to impact their lives every day? Every day of their life, this illness is going to impact their lives. And so are we prepared as loved ones and family members to look at that and say, this illness will impact my baby's life, and so how am I and the family and society going to deal with it? And again, case in point, we have people, we have people that have diagnoses of multiple sclerosis or cancer. And so the impact of that, the severity of that, will this make my loved one so sick that it's a condition that we will have to live with our entire life? And these are some of the illnesses, mental health disorders, that we have to deal with. And another thing, when we talk about language, when there is a severe and chronic illness, I don't call it an issue. I don't call it a mental health issue. To me, having an issue is that I have an issue with someone, or I have an issue with what, and I'm just trying to use the right terminology.
Right.
But I think it's a mental health illness. It's a psychological illness. It's a brain disease. So I think if we put that in that category, and not an issue, that, because to me, it's like an issue is something that you have to deal with. Well, I have to deal with this issue. So to me, it's kind of like a negative, instead of saying that this is an illness that this loved one will have. And how can we better develop some kind of strategy or plan so we can offer some type of quality of life to our loved one? And so even with that, your mental health, now, not saying that you have an illness, but is your mental health impacted by the stress of taking care of someone that has such a severe and chronic illness?
You know, Brenda, you always make me think and delve deeper into the conversation. And as I was listening to you, you know, when somebody has multiple sclerosis or cancer or those kinds of things, we live in a society that can measure that, and then there's sympathy and empathy for people who have those things. But when it's mental illness, the society is not as willing to accept that as they are, you know, these other diseases and illnesses. And I think that at the root of it is why we have such a dismissal of such a large group of people who are impacted by these illnesses.
Right. And I'm glad that you said that, just to dismiss that, because I don't think that we have pushed the educational aspect far enough to really, like I said, carve out what is a severe and chronic mental illness. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about, is recovery possible? And again, and I just have to emphasize that being on medication does not mean that these illnesses are going to be cured. It's going to help with the symptoms, but we're talking about the brain again, and the brain is so complex, is that the complexities of the brain and medication, personality, and all of these things, is that we just have to really push out that educational aspect and then look at the other end of the spectrum, that we have people that live with depression, clinical depression, that some of the depression can be quite severe, that it will impact their lives, the rest of their lives, and how they live their lives. And then there are those that can be diagnosed, get on medication.
So Brenda, I've got to get you to hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. On the line, my good friend Brenda Wesley, 844-967-2789, talking about mental health issues. We'll be right back.